Joining me for the February edition of Our Town is Delancey Foster. Now, the other night or last week sometime, we went to the Business After Hours, which featured CASA. It was at Three Rivers Casino, and I met Delancey there and thought it would be nice to bring you in and talk to you a little bit about CASA and have maybe introduce folks that may not know what it is. So tell me a little bit about CASA.
CASA is court-appointed special advocates. What we do is we provide a voice, a powerful voice for children who are in the child welfare system, and they're there due to abuse and neglect. 100% of our advocacy is done through volunteers, and we have amazing volunteers. But part of my mission this year is to bring in people from Florence, because we have kids coming from rural areas like Florence, including Florence. And I want people who know what that's like and know where they're coming from to represent them in the court system.
Now, how long has CASA been operating? It's been quite a few years.
CASA has been national for 40 years. CASA in Lane County opened in 1995.
Wow, that's more recent when you think about the time frame of everything.
Yes.
When you think about a small rural area like Florence, you don't always think that it has some of the problems that some of the bigger cities does. Mm-hmm. But is that kind of a misnomer?
I would say yes. I would say it might go a little unnoticed, but it makes it no less a big percentage of the children coming in. We have a significant number of children coming from rural communities, and that includes Florence, Oak Ridge, Cottage Grove area, lots of that. So when we serve all of Lane County, that's a significant number. So we want to make sure that those children are represented.
And it's not an easy thing to be a foster family. It's a difficult thing to do. And sometimes, you know, foster families get kids that have been in abusive situations or, you know, situations like that, and they may not know how to deal adequately with some of those circumstances. Is that accurate?
I would say that's accurate. I would say that's why advocacy is so important, because your resource family or foster family for a child might change multiple times, but a CASA will be consistent for the 2 years that child or children is in the court system. So by providing an advocate who is not their resource family and not their DHS agent or their lawyer, it's providing someone who will be consistent no matter what changes. So it's really, really important to have.
And like you said, the advocate is there to speak for or, you know, assist that child, not necessarily the foster family, but their whole goal is that child.
Yeah, we find more success with the foster families when there's a CASA, because it's one more person to support them and, like, encourage them in some ways. But the CASA is only there for the child. That's their one job. That is their, I would say, loyalty lies to the child. And that is so wonderful, because, I mean, I'm sure lots of people want success for the DHS worker and the lawyer and the resource parent. We want success for everyone involved, but no one is going to be worrying about any other agenda except to make sure that child is in a great place that they can thrive.
So advocates will care for a child from birth to high school, through high school?
No, not that long.
No. I don't mean that long, but I mean children in those age groups.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. It's a huge age group. So we have so much need. We're only serving about 40% of the need at the time. So we have 1,100 kids come into care last year.
And that's just Lane County.
That's just Lane County. And so because of that, we're hitting about 40% of the need right now. As we increase volunteers, we'll be able to meet more of that need. But that means that we have children on wait lists waiting to have an advocate, waiting to have a CASA. So you essentially can say after training, I have the heart to serve this age group in this area, and we could provide that matchup.
Yeah, I guess that would be important, because, you know, some people do better with younger children. Some people have that way to relate to older kids. Mm-hmm. I have the stepsons, and we have sort of a foster kid now. He's not really a foster kid. He's just kind of staying with us, one of our stepson's friends. And it's easier to relate to that age group, you know, than maybe the younger ones. But then some people are quite the opposite.
Absolutely. And so we can kind of cater to people's hearts in that way. And I think it makes for really intentional advocacy, and it makes for a really beautiful relationship between the child and the advocate.
One of the stories that you showed at the Three Rivers Casino was the story of the young girl who was deaf,
Savannah.
And had a difficult time in her foster family because the foster family couldn't really relate, couldn't really speak to her.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the process of finding, you know, the right advocate for the right child.
So we got so lucky. We had a wonderful advocate in that situation. And essentially what she was able to do was say, look at the situation objectively, say, Savannah's in a home with resource parents who care about her, but they're not able to teach her how to sign, to provide any kind of link to the world. And so by advocating for that and talking to the judge, talking to the DHS worker, talking to everyone involved, our advocate, our CASA, was able to match a new family with Savannah so that she could be with someone who was actually a signing teacher, and then give Savannah access to communication with the world. And through that, prepared her for a wonderful placement in a great adoptive family.
So a lot of the advocacy that goes on, too, is sometimes probably more than not behind the scenes, trying to find that perfect match.
Yes, and it's wonderful how the system works. I mean, training is, you know, 40 hours. You get trained to be a CASA. We cover so many things. Our trainers are exceptional. But we give you a wide breadth of knowledge, and then we, you know, have your advocacy done after that, really at your own pace. You know, you could do a couple minutes here for emails, a couple minutes here for calls. You can do it when it works for you. And the cool thing about that is it makes it so that you can really build in your work and reach everyone you need to reach without it being stressful for you. And I think that provides a better relationship in the end.
What makes a good advocate? I mean, I imagine there's some traits that stick out in your mind when you...
Honestly, we have such a wide variety of people, and we've seen that so many different personalities can be amazing advocates. I would say the main thing is someone who's really committed to the child, committed to speaking up when they need to, whether it's uncomfortable or not, but also having that kindness and that ability to put themselves through this for 2 years. We have CASAs who've done this for 10 years now, who are just staying with us, taking on more and more cases, which is amazing. But I think the main thing is just someone who is willing to give their time, give their heart to this this case, whether it's a child or you could even advocate for children in a sibling group. So I think the main thing is heart.
In a small community, is being an advocate more difficult than being in a larger city?
I'm sure it provides different challenges. Maybe you feel like you might see something that you would rather not see. But I would say we always make sure that when we're pairing cases that there's no risk of bias or I would say conflict of interest. So it's not like it'd be someone close to you and you're getting involved and finding out things you don't want to know. It's more of, you know, someone you may not have met, but you know what school they go to, and you understand where they're coming from, and that makes all the difference, I think.
What are the age groups of advocates you're looking for? Can they be, how young can they be? How old can they be?
The youngest they can be is 21, and then we have no cap on the age. I have advocates who are right after that mark. They're 21, 22. And the reason they're advocating is because they had a CASA and they know how powerful it can be and it changed their life. So they want to represent children in the system now as well. I have wonderful people in their late 80s even working with us. So we just have a wonderful group of advocates and all ages, all backgrounds, all ethnicities too. That's really, really important. I'm always wanting to recruit CASAs who are from multicultural backgrounds because we represent everybody, you know, and I want those children to be able to see someone who looks like them and comes from their same culture to represent them in the courtroom.
That's pretty cool. So tell me, how can, if someone out there is listening and said, you know, this hits my heart in the right spot, how can I get in contact? What do I need to do next? What would you tell them?
Well, first and foremost, you are always welcome to reach out to us at CASA. I can be reached at my name. It's a little complicated, but it's DelanceyF@CASA-Lane.org. You can also find me by reaching out through volunteer@CASA-Lane.org. We have a, on our website, you just go to volunteer, you click, and it will lead you to a screening agreement, which actually sends me an email, and it's just filling out certain information as well. So that's the first step you take. And then I get to talk to you on the phone, give you more info, find out, you know, what your heart is, what you would like to be doing. We will take any help. We will, obviously, we want advocates so badly because we want to represent as many children as possible.
You'd like to get that 40% to 100%,
I'm sure. Oh, gosh, yes. 100% would be amazing. I want that number to climb. But honestly, we have so much and to do, whether it's packing mailers, telling your friends, being an ambassador for CASA, just seeing, you know, if anyone in the area has businesses that they want us to present to. We want to get CASA out there in the community. So there's a million ways to help. I would say the main thing is just reach out.
All right.
Yeah.
Delancey Foster, thank you so much for stopping in today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for your support. And I'm so excited to be a part of the Florence community.
And that'll conclude Our Town for the month of February. Tune in next month for more great interviews.